Hi, this is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. Turmoil continues in Zimbabwe as the Zimbabwe Defense Force says it's rounding up alleged criminals with ties to President Robert Mugabe in order to bring them to justice. The military statement said the individuals were committing crimes that are causing social and economic suffering within the country. Meanwhile, Mugabe made his first public appearance on Friday since the military placed him under arrest. He attended a graduation ceremony in Harare, where the crowds there cheered for him. However, many in Harare, like resident Dorka Davids, are ready for a change.
Look at all these people. They are struggling. There's no jobs. All the people are just vendors. So what is that type of country? We need better things to happen in this country. We're tired of begging food for my baby to put on the table. No, we say no to that. We need better things here to happen in this country.
At least one regional branch of Zimbabwe's ruling party has called on Mugabe to resign, and the chairman of the influential War Veterans Association has just read out a note to reporters saying that other ruling party branches in Midlands, Masvingo, and Harare have passed no-confidence votes in Mugabe. Also Friday, President Ian Khama of neighboring Botswana said that Mugabe should end his attempts to remain in office. In Kenya, at least two people shot dead on Friday as police tried to disperse opposition supporters marching from an airport alongside the convoy of opposition leader Raila Odinga. Ousted Catalan President Carles Puigdemont and four members of his cabinet are appearing before a Belgian court Friday. The court must decide whether to extradite them to Spain, where they'd face charges of rebellion and sedition for their roles in the region's independence drive. This is